T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, so nothing definite yet, but just describe after these many weeks, how did the news maybe bring some hope, or what was the reaction out on the picket line to this?
Well, I would say the membership is excited to hopefully have an agreement, but we're also wary of the details, and we're waiting to see what those details are. So until we actually see what's in the agreement, and then the membership will have a chance to vote on it and express their pleasure or displeasure, we're not really overly excited just yet. We're hopeful.
And I understand a lot of the union leaders of the locals are on flights to Detroit, including Glenn Coggy. He's going up there. What will happen when they get up there? Will they negotiate some more or hear a proposal? What's on the menu?
Well, with today's announcement, the president and chairman that are up there for attending that, you know, for that meeting, will have a chance to hear the details and decide whether to bring it back to the membership or not. And that's what they'll discuss tomorrow at their meeting.
All right, so the leaders hear the pitch, and if they like the contract, the proposed contract, they'd bring it back to the local plants and let the rank and file vote on it.
Yes.
These have been cold mornings for anybody who's out on a picket line. What's it been like out there? Have you been out there? Do they have a can full of firewood? Or what's it like just on the human level with the cold?
Well, we don't have burn barrels because we met prior to the strike with the city of Wentzville, and they were not okay with burn barrels, so we have residential fire pits, and yes, people are using them, and we're grateful to have them.
And, you know, I don't want to make it sound like you're complaining, like, please end the strike, it's too cold, but just, you know, it is, you guys are tough, you have to be tough out there to face a strike when it's starting to get cold in the morning. Have you been out there yourself?
I have, but it's true that it's not an easy thing to do, but it's also been at this long enough now, we're into our, you know, past a month, that we want to make sure the agreement's something that was worth fighting for and making all these sacrifices. And if it's not, you know, we may continue to stand out there a while longer until we achieve what we came for.
All right. And so, in a word, the mood on the picket line is?
Solid. Solid. Solid and optimistic.
All right. That's all I got, and we'll get back with you. What would be a good time to get back with you to see whether you like the proposal?
I'm not sure when they're going to send the details down. I mean, it would definitely be after tomorrow's meeting. So I would say earliest would be tomorrow evening, but probably more like Friday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.